Election Day is officially on November 4th this year, but early voting is underway in several states, and already there are reports about technical problems. In Tennessee and West Virginia, several people complained that when they voted for one candidate, the computer gave that vote to another candidate. It's a kind of computer glitch that could cause serious havoc once everyone gets to the polls. Researcher Jason Kitcat has been studying electronic voting systems all around the world. He says he became concerned about e-voting while in grad school.
I was doing research into the use of technology in democracy, and I came across all these dot-com startups that were selling internet voting, and I realized that they wanted large sums of money for their solutions, and I thought I could do it better in a free software solution, a bit kind of like Linux. And when I started building that software over a couple of years, I realized actually that this was a terrible idea, and that there was no way with current technology we could ever make a sufficiently secure or accurate e-voting system.
Why not? What is your criticism based on?
Well, fundamentally, the problem is that you're dependent on trust, that actually the system is accurate and that they haven't intentionally played with it or unintentionally, because we all know every piece of software has bugs.
Right. Tell us which countries you've been studying and what kinds of different electronic voting systems you've actually been kind of looking at.
Well, the countries that have been either using this or trialing this are Canada, USA, Brazil, Ireland, the UK, Netherlands, Belgium, Italy, France, Germany, and India. And the main types really are kiosk voting, which is what you call touchscreen or DRE in America. So the ones where you actually interact with a physical machine in the polling station. You've got the paper scanners, so you mark a piece of paper which then gets scanned electronically. Or the ultimate is internet voting, where you don't even go to the polling station. You sit at home or at work and you vote online.
Right. And what would you say are the significant flaws with the main systems you've seen?
Well, of the ones that I've been able to observe directly or with colleagues, there've been things like elections declared invalid, results delayed by days, and significant doubt over the results.
Right. I mean, that's kind of the end result of this. But what exactly are the flaws with the machines?
Well, they could not work. In 2007, here in the UK, we had some pilots where they had laptop computers in the polling stations to vote with. And most of these didn't work. They would crash or wouldn't even start. And nearly every polling station was unable to record people's votes. One key thing to realize is a lot of these countries that I've mentioned actually have now gone back on e-voting. So Italy, Netherlands, Ireland, the province of Quebec in Canada, they've all got moratoriums on ever doing e-voting again.
And what are they using as an alternative?
Paper and pencil. So they actually spent the money, they got these machines, they tried them, and they said, no, thank you. The interior minister in Italy said something like, you know, they were honoring their ancestors by going back to pencil and paper. In other words, back to the agora of Greek and Roman times.
Now, I'm wondering if you've come to the United States and studied e-voting here, and from where you are in the UK, what would you say Americans should be most kind of vigilant about in the upcoming election?
Well, the problem with the United States is that you have such a diverse election system. Every county, every state has different ways of doing things and different systems. But what I would say is that as many people as possible should participate in the election process, whether as observers or election judges, and make sure there's as much scrutiny as possible. Because when the light is shone on this process, that helps prevent the fraud and the innocent mistakes which can have results on the outcome.
Jason Kitcat, a researcher and blogger on electronic voting and democracy. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.